Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, Deputy Editor at TXF. If you'd like to find out more about our stories or our events, then please head on over to our website and you can take it from there. First up today in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering, capital is spilling all over the balance sheet nowadays. What should investors in alternate assets, particularly trade, be looking at? Anne Rutledge, CEO of Credit Spectrum, asked how investors should kick the tires and define the new landscape. Banks still have a crucial role to play as transformers of risk. On the essentials news front in the trade space, BNY Mellon has released its Overcoming the Trade Finance Gap Root Causes and Remedies report, which finds that the trade finance gap remains a significant issue for global trade. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, law firm Herbert Smith Freehills has launched an insurance offering in Dubai with the hire of partner Justin Whelan. More than half of SMEs believe the UK economy will fall into recession this year, according to the latest SME confidence tracker from Bibby Financial Services. And Etihad Credit Insurance, the United Arab Emirates Federal Credit Insurance Company, and Italy's Sace Simest have signed a reinsurance agreement to support Italian businesses operating in the UAE. In the project and export world, the IFC and the Dutch Development Bank FMO have signed a trust fund agreement, which will be used for the preparation, structuring and tendering PPP projects in water and healthcare. International law firm Herbert Smith Freehills has announced the promotion of 22 partners with effect from the 1st of May. The Asian Development Bank has released its annual report for 2018. New commitments included $21.6 billion in loans, grants and investments from ADB's own resources, exceeding the target of $19 billion. And UK Export Finance will make an additional £1 billion of support available for British firms operating in Iraq. And finally, in the commodity finance industry, Rio Tinto has committed $302 million of additional capital to advance its Resolution Copper project in Arizona. Oklahoma-headquartered oil and natural gas company Roan Resources has announced the resignation of Tony Maranto from his position of chairman of the board of directors. And Russian aluminium producer Rusal and Brady Industries, a US-based holding company, are to establish a joint project in Ashland, Kentucky, to produce flat rolled out aluminium products for the US automotive industry. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.